I'm here with Douglas Sinclair, Chair of the Accounts Commission, to talk about a report on social work in Scotland. Douglas, can you tell me what this report is about?
Well, it's the first time the Accounts Commission has looked at the range of social work services provided across Scotland.
And how does this affect the public?
Well, it affects us all, one way or another. The report outlines the very wide range and complexity of care provided for over 300,000 Scots, from young children to increasing numbers of frail elderly people. The public, voluntary and private sectors employ just over 200,000 social work and care staff. But most care is provided by 750,000 unpaid carers, and the value of that is over £10 billion a year.
So what have you found?
In a nutshell, social work in Scotland is at a watershed. Councils now spend £3 billion a year on social work, providing services to many vulnerable people. Financial pressures, including the cost of the living wage, will require an estimated additional annual spending of between £510 and £667 million by 2020. That's the scale of the challenge ahead, and it's going to be a tough one. The Commission's view is that the public and service users must be more involved in shaping future provision. Fundamental decisions have to be taken on how services are provided in the future, and councillors must have the knowledge and skills to deal with the complexities and the risks involved. They need to lead a wider debate with local people on the level, the nature and affordability of services.
But haven't social work budgets already been cut?
No, that's not true. Since 2011 and 12, social work spending has actually increased by 3%, when overall council spending has fallen by 11%. Councils have made savings by reducing services and cutting costs while still having to meet many increasing demands. For example, the number of looked-after children has risen by almost 40% since 2000. Now councils have to implement a raft of new legislation and policies. Social work has largely been reorganised into new integrated joint boards with the NHS, resulting in a more complex set of roles and responsibilities.
So what do you want to see happen next?
I'm sure most of us would agree that a critical test for any civilised society is how it provides for the needs of its most vulnerable people. Councils have coped well in recent years, but Scotland is now facing this watershed. Increasing pressure on social work and rising expectations of what it should deliver can only intensify. Now is the time for some frank discussion and hard choices. It is vital that people who use and provide services and the wider public are actively and fully involved in that debate on future provision.
Douglas, thank you very much.